Medina is the town of the Prophet of Islam. Medina is the town of the nation of Islam. It is encouraged that during Hajj, the pilgrim also visits Medina. Why? This is because during Hajj, the pilgrim learns about monotheism and gets to know Abraham alayhi salam. And in Medina, he learns of Islam and of the Prophet of Islam, which is the continuation of history. Abraham completed the origins of monotheism, and you, O pilgrim in Medina, you follow the teachings of Hajj by knowing the Prophet of Islam and knowing his family. In Medina, the pilgrim can travel to faraway past times. He can visit the Baghi cemetery. He can wash his soul with the soul of the four imams buried in Baghi. From behind the high walls of Baghi and its small patterned windows, during sunrise and sunset, and on Friday nights with the mysterious and symbolic prayer of Kumail, the pilgrim prepares himself for Hajj. The Mosque of Al-Nabi is filled with worshippers who pray with love and seek real monotheism in the beginning of the return to their origins, the return to it themselves.
I've been to Hajj 3 times already. To me, what I understand this age about Hajj is, other than the fact that it's what every Muslim should do once in their lifetime, for me at such young age was a totally different story. What I understood of Hajj was that for the rest of my life, I will, first of all, I will never ever understand what Hajj really is, because the meaning to it is so deep. It's it has so much meaning and so much information and knowledge that you can gain from Hajj, that I know that for the rest of my life, even if I went to Hajj every single year, that the next year still there would be something more to learn. So with that concept in my mind about Hajj, each time of the 3 times that I went to Hajj, I just, the way I prepared myself for Hajj was for me to take it easy, relax, and take all those new things that God was trying to teach me.
The physical journey ended when I got to Medina, but the spiritual journey just started. For years, I think, in my own opinion, I fooled myself by saying I have to become spiritually ready for this journey, to take this trip, to go to Hajj, because I have to be in such and such state of mind and a spiritual level to experience Hajj. And at this point, I think it was just the opposite. Every Muslim needs to come here as soon as he's eligible to start that journey and start that experience. And that would be the spark, probably the main spark in his spiritual life. I had such a spiritual uplifting when I entered the Mosque of the Holy Prophet that I cannot explain. And I had been in the holy sites before, but this was just something totally different.
Now, Hajj is a part of our religion, Islam. But what is religion itself? If you want to define religion, we could say it's the way of life, the way of one's life. It is how we live our lives. Now, there are individual, social, and political aspects to one's life. And Hajj is concerned with the rather social and political side, but also the individual side as well. In that term, Hajj is a complete system of worship and it comprises of all the individual, social and political aspects of life. Therefore, it's one of the most important parts of our religion.
Medina, in the mountain and the desert, in the town, the street and the bazaar, in the areas of the Bani Hashim and the oases surrounding Medina, one can sense the aroma of the Prophet of Islam and his devoted apostles everywhere. In the areas of Badr and Uhud, the site of Hamza's martyrdom, in the area of Khandaq, the region of the seven mosques, and where the Prophet prayed, one can sense his aroma. The Mosque of Quba and praying in Quba in remembrance of the Prophet of Islam and his family and friends, step by step takes the pilgrim spirit towards monotheism. This is why you, the pilgrim, have come from every corner of the earth and arrived to Medina, so that you can be everywhere with the Prophet and follow him and his friends to Taif. You can journey to the places that he went, and visit all the places that him and his followers traveled to Khaybar, Uhud, Khandaq, to the oases which still bear the whispers of Ali alayhi salam. In Medina you can see Ali alayhi salam next to the Prophet of Islam. You can feel his love for the Prophet and Islam, and his anger towards the enemies of God and the Prophet. The pilgrim, whilst in Medina, has the opportunity to see the fruitful history of the Prophet of Islam. Therefore, he can experience the history of Islam and the Prophet's life whilst on his holy journey. And he can learn about Islam in its entirety and its living form.
I've been told to talk about Bira'at al-Mushrikeen, Bira'at min al-Mushrikeen, the distancing from the polytheists, people who share another god beside the one God, Allah. To answer this question, I would like first to go to the meaning of a mushrik, a polytheist, and what it means. As was told, the polytheist is a person who shares or takes another God besides Allah. And this we could take as the jurisprudential interpretation for a mushrik. But there are other interpretations as well, such as ethical and mystical interpretations of a mushrik. We as Muslims would be a greater target to it. We have been targeted for an ideological attack. There is an ideological attack running in the world right now. The Western thinking attacks our ideologies and our way of life. Our way of life is our religion. So it is an attack to our religion. How can we be aware of this? And how can we defeat it? How can we respond? Hajj plays a very important role in this defiance. Hajj is about awareness. Hajj is about announcement. There should be a call to abandonment of polytheists in Hajj, either publicly, if not individually, through spreading this message, through making aware people who surround us. Now we have this advantage of people surrounding us from all regions of the world. Therefore, this message could inevitably get to all around the world.
What could be done by Hajj as a solution, especially amongst the Muslims, is to unveil this secret behind the scene, show all the world what the truth is behind all these smiles and kind faces that appear so convincing. When we come in Hajj and people from all over the world, the Muslims all over the world come together, this is a very good opportunity for giving them this knowledge that and aware about this matter that, yes, America and Israel, they're behind the scenes, all these politics, all these things that they try to make look good. They're all, in fact, to take away everything from others and make them powerful, because they're selfish, that's all they care about. Their economics, their political situations, even their cultural aspects that they enforce all the other countries to accept, such as all the corruptions that they have come to. And they try to increase this in especially Muslim countries. Since they realize that there's at least one religion that can stand against them very strongly compared to others, that is Islam. And they're working very strongly against this. So spreading their cultural corruption into Shia world, Shia countries in Iran, Lebanon, etc. And also in economics and political aspects. They're always trying to destroy this one danger that there is against them.